Harry Dunning graduated with flying colors. I went to the little GED ceremony in the LHS gym at his invitation. He really had no one else, and I was happy to do it. After the benediction, spoken by Father Bandy, who rarely missed an LHS function, I made my way through the milling friends and relatives to where Harry was standing alone in his billowy black gown, holding his diploma in one hand and his rented mortarboard in the other. I took his hat so I could shake his hand. He grinned, exposing a set of teeth with many gaps and several leaners, but a sunny and engaging grin for all that.
"Thanks for coming, Mr. Epping. Thanks so much."
"It was my pleasure, and you can call me Jake. It's a little perk I accord to students who are old enough to be my father." He looked puzzled for a minute, then laughed.
"I guess I am, ain't I? Jeez."
I laughed too. Lots of people were laughing all around us. And there were tears, of course. What's hard for me comes easily to a great many people.
"And that A+, jeez, I never got an A+ in my whole life. Never expected one either."
"You deserved it, Harry. So, what's the first thing you're going to do as a high school graduate?" His smile dimmed for a second. This was a prospect he hadn't considered.
"I guess I'll go back home. I got a little house I ran on Goddard Street, you know."
He raised the diploma, holding it carefully by the fingertips as if the ink might smear.
"I'll frame this and hang it on the wall. Then I guess I'll pour myself a glass of wine and sit on the couch and just admire it until bedtime."
"Sounds like a plan," I said. "But would you like to have a burger and some fries with me first? We could go down to Al's." I expected a wince at that, but of course I was judging Harry by my colleagues, not to mention most of the kids we taught. They avoided Al's like the plague and tended to patronize either the Dairy Queen across from the school or the Hi Hat out on 196, near where the old Lisbon drive-in used to be.
"That'd be great, Mr. Epping. Thanks."
"Jake, remember?"
"Jake, you bet."
So I took Harry to Al's, where I was the only faculty regular, and although he actually had a waitress that summer, Al served us himself. As usual, a cigarette, illegal in public eating establishments, but that never stopped Al, smoldered in one corner of his mouth, and the eye on that side squinted against the smoke. When he saw the folded-up graduation robe and realized what the occasion was, he insisted on picking up the check. What check there was. The meals at Al's were always remarkably cheap, which had given rise to rumors about the fate of certain stray animals in the vicinity. He also took a picture of us, which he later hung on what he called the town wall of celebrity. Other celebrities represented included the late Albert Dunton, founder of Dunton Jewelry, Earl Higgins, a former LHS principal, John Crafts, founder of John Crafts Auto Sales, and of course Father Bandy of St. Cyril's. The father was paired with Pope John XXIII, the latter not local, but revered by Al Templeton, who called himself a good Catholic. The picture Al took that day showed Harry Dunning with a big smile on his face. I was standing next to him, and we were both holding his diploma. His tie was pulled slightly askew. I remember that because it made me think of those little squiggles he put on the ends of his lowercase y's. I remember it all. I remember it very well. 2 years later, on the last day of the school year, I was sitting in that very same teacher's room and reading my way through a batch of final essays my American Poetry Honors Seminar had written. The kids themselves had already left, turned loose for another summer, and soon I would do the same. But for the time being, I was happy enough where I was, enjoying the unaccustomed quiet. I thought I might even clean out the snack cupboard before I left. Someone ought to do it, I thought.